T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know why I love college football, Diesel?
The pageantry, the pride, the passion, the purpose.
There's no preseason in college football. They just line it up at the beginning of the season and they say, let's go. There's no week of preseason. There's no garbage time. It's just they have the games and they get underway. We got week zero games this weekend. We've got Miami taking on Florida, Arizona, and Hawaii. That'll be on ESPN Upstate tomorrow night. And we, 6 days from today, kick off the Palmetto State edition of the college football season. The Clemson Tigers opening up against Georgia Tech, where they will open up with the Yellow Jackets and unveil the third championship banner, the third championship flag, the third championship ring that will go on the Death Valley Ring of Honor. And we and the fine folks at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram wanted to send somebody to the game for free with three of their friends. We had the register to win bin at Spartanburg Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Thank you to all of you of our ESPN Upstate family who came out and registered to win. But we have a winner, Diesel. On the line with us right now is Rhonda Easley from Inman, and she is on our air right now to tell us how excited she is to go to see Clemson and Georgia Tech. Rhonda, I can't imagine that you are not just completely bubbly and crazy. How excited are you that you're going to be in Death Valley next Thursday night?
I am so excited, and so is my husband. It is going to be game day, and we're going to head out early, and we are just super excited.
How long have you been a Clemson fan?
Oh, goodness, years and years. We are diehard Clemson.
And so as far as going to this event and the build up and obviously the register to win, how nervous were you leading up to the drawing, making sure that you possibly could win?
I had no idea I would win. I don't never win anything. So it was a total shock when I got that phone call, and I am so excited.
You're so excited. We're excited for you. What was the how many games do you usually make it to a year?
We usually go to a couple a year.
But this one's on us.
Rhonda, what's the biggest memory you have in Death Valley, the biggest moment you witnessed personally there?
I guess that would be one time when we went to the Miami game, Miami and Clemson. That was a just crazy time in that stadium. We didn't sit down the whole entire game. It was just awesome.
Did you guys pop champagne last year when they beat Alabama?
Oh, we was having a good time, that's for sure.
All right, so it sounds to me like you're going to take your husband. I want to know who gets the other two tickets.
Actually, we have some real good friends that will be going with us, and it's his birthday, so he is just tickled pink.
Have you told him yet?
I did. I told him, and he just could not believe it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What is your who's your favorite player on the Clemson team?
Oh gosh, I don't really have a favorite. I love them all. Uh-huh. I just love them all.
Who has the best hair on the Clemson team?
Well, you got to know that one.
Oh, well, you know who that is. It's got to be that quarterback.
You know what he uses? You know what shampoo he uses, right?
What kind?
He uses Pantene. He told me that personally when I talked to him
last really?
Fall. He does.
Well, I'm going to have to get me some Pantene.
Well, not only get
free
you
advertising for Pantene.
Not only get you some Pantene. Do you have your wardrobe picked out? What you're going to wear? You're going to wear a Clemson jersey or Clemson clothes? What do you got?
Oh, yeah, to be all orange.
All orange. You got a tiger tail on the car?
We don't have a tiger tail, but we may have one before we go.
You have to get one. You have to get one now. Well, Rhonda, honestly, we are so happy that you guys have this. Thanks again to the folks at Spartanburg, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram for being a part of this giveaway. And I wanted to make sure that it was a diehard Clemson fan that got these tickets, and we are so very happy that it sounds to me like you are certainly one of them, and so is your family.
Oh, yes, we are, and thank you, Spartanburg Dodge, and go Tigers.
Thank you so much. That is a very, very happy, happy Clemson fan as a part of that giveaway. Spartanburg, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, thank you so much to them for their partnership with us. And she and three of her friends, her husband and two friends, they'll be a part of that game on Thursday night, Clemson and Georgia Tech. Have you ever won anything like that?
Nothing that cool, no.
We had a situation when I was a kid. This was back before this was in the period of time before Jordan owned the Wizards. They were really bad. And we had a charity basketball tournament thing for our church. And there was a raffle for courtside seats to see the Wizards play. I believe it was the Cavaliers. This is back when Sean Kemp and Bobby Surra were on the Cavaliers. And my father was like, totally, we're going to stuff the ballot box. Totally stuffed the ballot box. And we ended up winning the courtside seats. It was a Super Bowl Saturday. Super Bowl Saturday. Saturday before Super Bowl. I forget which Super Bowl it was. Not memorable, I guess you could say. But the game was memorable because it was a game where the Wizards won. Sean Kemp got ejected. And then the Wizards coach got fired after the game. A lot happened. The coach was Gar Hurd at the time. So, I mean, it was very much a, again, that's the only anecdote I have for you on it.
Ever win are like, I'll win like a free lunch. I get really lucky. I've won three of those drop your business card in a fishbowl.
Really?
Win lunch things.
I'll give you one that I did win. There was a similar situation like that. I dropped a business card in at a local bar here in South Carolina and won a Yeti cooler.
Nice.
And like
that's
not
an expensive
like,
prize.
Like one of those big $250 ones. The only thing I don't like about those, and this is going to sound like the most bougie thing in the world, they don't have wheels.
Yeah, you got to carry them.
You got to carry those. But I tell you what, man, that thing keeps ice intact, if you will. How much free advertising have you given away this Friday?
We've Pantene, done Yeti.
Pantene, Yeti. We had some earlier.
A lot of Bojangles yesterday.
We shouted out every seltzer out there and Clamato we did earlier today as well. We're just giving it all away today. That's what we're doing. It's a Friday. This is the thing. One of the things they taught me when I was in journalism school that I was very, very fortunate to go to is that they basically said your audience on Friday is always going to be a little bit different. Is that people are going to either be drunk or wish they were drunk. And you probably wish the same.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at here on a Friday. It is ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com. Cole Bryson, about 10 minutes from now, is going to join us from Greer High School, home of the big rivalry matchup between Burns and Greer. He, of course, the voice of the Burns Rebels. We'll talk about that game and a couple of others here on week zero in the Upstate. We've been talking a lot today about preseason football and its involvement in the National Football League. I am of the opinion, and I think it's not only an opinion, it's a fact, that the preseason exists solely for one reason and one reason only, and it's not to help the players, it is to help the owners and fill their pockets. The fact that the preseason is a full-price ticket for PSL owners and season ticket holders is one of the great injustices in the National Football League, and last night we saw why when Cam Newton came up lame after a sack in last night's Panther game against the New England Patriots. Newton's fine, per all published reports, and according to General Manager Marty Herney, they are, quote, cautiously optimistic that he will make his first start on September the 8th. He obviously will not play in the fourth preseason game next week when the Panthers host the Steelers. You can hear it on our sister station, Classic Rock 101.1. I do believe that there are at least a lot of people who believe the same thing that I believe. Ron Rivera, who said that he wants to necessarily take a look at the preseason, he did say, though, something very, very odd. And he said, you know, this is an injury that could have happened at any point in time. And I just don't believe him when he says these words, Diesel.
This is one of those things that, you know, everybody was geared up for this one, you know, and again, it was an opportunity to get on play, and, you know, it can happen on game one in the regular season. So to sit here and say that, well, you know, if you don't play these games, then you play on game day one, he gets hurt on day one, then what do you do?
It doesn't matter, Diesel. It doesn't matter if it occurred in week one or week three of the preseason. Week three of the preseason doesn't count. It doesn't count. It, by rule, does not count. And to the guy last night who got on me for saying, well, you know, college football, they have preseason games. They're called non-conference games. Those games actually count for the record. If Clemson loses to Wofford on November the 2nd, it will keep them out of the college football playoff. That is not a preseason game. That is a regular season game. That actually counts. Game on Thursday night, which our friend Rhonda Easley from Inman will go to, and she'll be very, very happy to sit there in the stands. That game actually counts. For the record. That's one of the 12. Not apostles. Games. So, tell me why we need this. Can we come up with a solution that makes it better for the players? As I said to open the show, the preseason exists for one reason and one reason only. It is to take a group of 90 players that you have on a football team. You probably have 30 guys who are locks to make the team. Maybe more if your situation is lucky. But you have 30 guys, 22 starters on offense and defense, and 8 specialists, whether it's your kicker, your punter, your long snappers, guys on the return team, particular specialists that you have that you've put out, and a particular backups on either side who are just as good as starters. You have about 30 to 35 guys on your team who you know are locks. The preseason is to come up with numbers 30 or 35 through 53 on your active roster, and the 7 guys who sit on your practice squad. You start with 90, you're down to 53, and then you get 7 more after the cuts happen. And that is what the preseason is about. It's to find out who those guys are. There's enough mandatory work that happens between OTAs and minicamp and training camp and controlled scrimmages and joint practices and all of these other things that happen that are more beneficial to these coaches than strapping on the pads and playing in a game-like situation that does not need to exist. I've had multiple coaches tell me that personally. We heard Ryan Clark of ESPN say it this morning on the Four Letter.
For me, I say, listen, you let these guys practice in the preseason, just like you do in high school, just like you do in college. And when it's time for the real games to be played, let these guys who have the experience go out and play then. These snaps don't matter that much to lose a guy like this.
Cam Mitchell tweets us at ESPN Upstate. In light of Cam Newton's preseason Game 3 injury, what changes will be made to the NFL preseason in your mind? His change would be not to have it. At LOLO tweets us at ESPN Upstate, just have your normal in-practice scrimmages with other teams and call it a day. Seems fine to me. The problem is justifying it to the 32 NFL owners who are going to lose that take every week of the 4 that they have in the preseason. Well, it'll be 2 because of the 2 that they have in their home building. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line is at 71307. Texter from the 864 commenting on the non-sports story of the day that made me smile and smirk about the fact that there was a woman who talked about spiders, said, 4 to 5 spiders by now, you aren't that young. It's at T-Bone21. He said, he's trying to make you sound like I'm older. Is that what it sounds like, I guess? We're about the same age, you and I. So
yeah. I think I've got you by, what, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah. Does he think that our lives are more than half over?
I don't know. I don't know if...
I'm assuming like an 80-year life.
This was based on the comment you made about spiders. You said that you, by the time you were dead, you will eat 8 spiders in your life?
Yeah. On average. Could be more, could be less. With you, I'm sure it's more.
Why is that?
So he was probably like 12, 13.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just want to freak you out.
I don't need
probably
this.
Like 12.
I don't need this life right now. I don't need this. I don't need this evil put upon me. It's ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com. It is the first night of high school football in the Palmetto State. Week zero underway. Coming up, we will hear from Cole Bryson, voice of the Burns Rebels. He is at Greer High School. Burns at Greer. We'll talk about that game and a couple more that are prominent in the Upstate when he joins us next. You're listening to Straight Up with Sturge on ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, and the Radio.com app. Not that I neglected to mention this earlier, but I wanted to at least wait until we were done with Cole just because the game's happening right now. But there is a game on ESPN2 that is featuring two schools that played a year ago, including one in our state, Team of the Midlands, Dutch Fork, playing North Carolina School Mallard Creek. Those schools, if you may remember, were supposed to play as part of basically a showcase in Charlotte a year ago, but weather canceled the game at 7-7. So those two are actually playing right now at Dutch Fork High School on ESPN2. Dutch Fork has a 14-7 lead on Mallard Creek. So if you want to watch a little South Carolina high school football involving a team in our state on television, that is a very, very interesting matchup there. So very much looking forward to kicking off high school football again. Cole Bryson and the guys up there at Greer will have the pregame show for the kickoff between Burns and Greer right after we get off the air here on Straight Up with Sturge. Tomorrow night on our air as well, a lot of football on ESPN Upstate. College football doubleheader will start with Florida and Miami at 6, followed by the game between Arizona and Hawaii at 10 o'clock. Of course, both those games heard right here on ESPN Upstate.
Are they going to play that game at Kamona Wanalea Stadium?
No.
Okay.
No. It's Aloha Stadium.
Oh.
Where Aloha both means hello and goodbye. East means Diamond Head. West is Eva, by the way, in case you were wondering.
Is that so?
It's very much the way.
You don't use starboard and port out there?
You know, my knowledge base knows no bounds, okay? Put it that way. Do you ever have something where you say the word out loud and you have a bad association with it? Like
Mark Ryan?
No, really?
Oh, come on.
I wasn't even going there. Although I was going there when it comes to his team. There's something that just in my mind, when I hear the name, I just say ich. And the name is not Felipe Franks, interestingly enough. It's actually Todd Grantham. Todd Grantham has been a defensive coordinator of some import in a couple of different spots, but most notably in the SEC with Georgia and Mississippi State, also at Louisville, and now at Florida. What is he most famous for? He's famous for basically being bad. And I don't understand why him being on this defensive side is any help to Florida right now. His defense at Georgia in his final season finished number 45 in the nation. That's at Georgia, by the way, where you can get basically you just accidentally slip into a top 10 class. So I personally have a disdained response when I think about Todd Grantham and what he brings to the table as Florida's defensive coordinator, independent of my negative thoughts about Felipe Franks, independent about my thoughts about Florida's defense as a whole, and independent about the fact that I think this game, which our pal Rob Vino said is a little undervalued at the numbers at the 7-point position, he believes this will come down to the two quarterbacks, neither of which he thinks are necessarily good enough to beat each other out head-to-head in Felipe Franks and Jaren Williams.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's almost like mirror images, Will. The only thing that separates these two teams at this point in time is really quarterback experience, in my mind. You have Felipe Franks on one side. You have Jaren Williams on the other side. Jaren Williams, a multi-talented dual-threat QB, wins that quarterback battle between the three guys that were there. Tate Martell, actually, now running with the wide receivers for that team. But that's the only spot where I could really find a clear-cut difference. They both have the same strengths, and they both have the same weaknesses. And the weakness on both sides, the biggest one, the most vulnerable one, is the offensive line on both sides, where Miami's probably going to be starting two freshman tackles, where Florida's had injury affect what's already a thin offensive line. You know, my biggest thought on this game is, whichever defense, I'm pretty sure the defense is going to be responsible for either getting seven on their own or setting up seven for their offense in real good in a real good situation. Which one of these two quarterbacks would I be more willing to gamble on that would not make the big mistake? And I think Franks, who's a guy who's made big mistakes in the past but kind of cleaned that up late last season, I think I'd rather be on his side than I would Williams, a freshman in a big-time game, first time under the lights. Hey, kids play a lot of big games now in high school, so sometimes they're not affected. But we'll see. You know, if it came down to it, I would think Williams makes the bigger mistake. However, 7 points, a lot of points in a game like this, where both defenses are rock solid, where skill position talent is pretty good on both ends. So that's all I can boil it down to, is which quarterback is going to keep it clean. The total here has been bet down significantly. I think at one point it had reached 51. We're sitting at 45 right now. So a lot of under money on this game.
That is Rob Vino of SportsMo.com, who joined us earlier in the program, as he does every Friday, with sports from a Vegas perspective. I would like to think that this game, at least in the eyes of many, again, comes down to a battle of defenses. We all know about what Miami brings to the table with the turnover chain. A lot of that chain lost its luster over the course of last year. Of course, that's not the same defense that walked in and played Clemson in the ACC championship 2 years ago. Of course, that team in Miami lost 38-3, checks notes. But I do believe that they can stand a chance against the Florida squad that has Felipe Franks. Although, when it comes to both of these defenses pulling the respective quarterback, Rob Vino says Miami's defense might be better, but Florida's quarterback might be better than Miami's.
Yeah, and I would agree, Will, and I don't know that that edge at quarterback is worth 7 points, if you ask me. I would be more inclined to take the 7 points with Miami, even though maybe Williams makes a mistake for me at a key time. I just think they can play this game to within 3-4. The talent level positionally on paper, when you go up and down it, is pretty evenly matched. I don't see a lot of significant gap here between these two teams. So when they get to the field, you never know. It is the first game of the season in what we now call week zero. But I would be more inclined to take the 7 points with Miami, and the bettors have as well. Florida opened here 8.5 about a month and a half ago, and it's been bet down to 7.
That is, again, Rob Vino. You can hear his thoughts with us, again, at 4:20 every Friday with Sports from a Vegas Perspective. And I think Thursday next week we're probably going to get him on. We have a little bit of an inverted schedule next week because of the Clemson contest. I'll be on two separate times with you on Thursday from 1 to 3 and then 5 to 7. Might try to squeeze Robbie V in for a quick Clemson thought because Clemson does play on Thursday next week. Again, a game you'll be able to hear on 93.3 The Planet, our sister station. We'll have coverage all day, and all not only there but also here. I'll be on from 1 to 3, and then Mark Ryan and the Rise guys will be on from Ingles in Clemson from 3 until 5. They'll be broadcasting not only here on ESPN Upstate but on 93.3 The Planet, leading up to the network coverage of Clemson football on 93.3 beginning at 5. Then yours truly and Diddy will be on here from 5 until 7, leading you up to again that start of that contest. So very much looking forward to the start of that. And one thing Dabo Swinney is looking forward to is the start of the season, just from the standpoint of making sure that they have a gauge of where they sit after fall camp. And this is Dabo Swinney speaking after last night's practice, which was exactly 1 week before their kickoff against the Yellow Jackets.
We're a long way from being a great team. We've got the ingredients, but we're I would not anywhere near say we're
we're a great team. We're just not. We're just a we're a team that has the potential. And so we gotta go and put the performance with it. And we'll get that opportunity and we'll get that gauge and find a way to win the game. That's the objective. And then we'll go from there. That's what we want to do.
And the one key character in Clemson's offensive arsenal that I'm looking for, it's not Trevor Lawrence, it's not Travis Etienne, it's not T. Higgins, it's not Justin Ross, it's not even Joseph Ngata. All those guys have reputations that precede them or ceilings that sit beyond them that certainly look like they will be fulfilled. But the guy on Clemson's offense that I want to see develop and turn into a star is DeAndre Overton. This is a guy who many thought could possibly be a transfer target in the offseason given Clemson's crowded wide receiver room. The injury to Amari Rodgers has opened an opportunity for him to play the slot receiver position, and I'm looking to see if he can seize the opportunity that's in front of him, and so is Dabo Swinney.
I mean, he's had a great camp. I mean, we got a really good group, a good deep group at receiver that I think guys are excited about going out and playing. We got a lot of guys that are going to be able to play and play winning football for us at that position, so I'm excited about that. But I'm pumped for DeAndre. That guy's worked his tail off, and it's been cool to see him become so diverse as a receiver because he had a lot to learn when he got here. He was really more of a basketball player, you know, kind of a jump-up, catch-it guy, and he's really become a technician now. He's become a very fluid, smart receiver. And, you know, physically, he's in an unbelievable spot, but he can play three positions for us. He can play four whenever we do our indie package. He can play anywhere. So, but it's cool to see him in the slot, and especially what he's been able to do. He worked hard at it this summer, and he's had a great camp, so really excited to see him be able to get the opportunity.
Again, he's had the advantage of knowing since the spring that he's had the opportunity to play at that position, so he's had plenty of opportunities and reps there. Caught just 14 passes a year ago, 199 yards. Again, last year, Jeff Scott said 8 or 9 guys in our group are people who can be part of our team as far as catching passes in the balance of the game, and he was part of that 8 to 9 group, and he now is one of the front runners again to be at that slot position. But he even said last year, there was a point in time where he was getting frustrated, or at least not last year, but earlier this year in the spring, he said he was kind of sitting on the back end. He talked to his parents, kept the faith, realized that's where he wanted to be, and he's ready to step up, the North Carolina native, and showcase his talents, and he'll get the opportunity to do that coming up on Thursday night. It is ESPN Upstate, straight up with Sturge, Willie P and Diesel. We had a lot in the show prep today, folks. We put a lot in the Friday show prep for a reason. We call it Empty the Clip Friday. We'll tell you what was left on the cutting room floor, including what Mike Leach said about a show that I'm embarrassed to say that I actually like. It's ESPN Upstate. We would be remiss if we didn't at least reveal the final results of our big poll from yesterday. Almost 2,000 of you, thank you ESPN Upstate family for voting in the poll. Who is least likely to still be employed on January 1st, 2021? This is on the heels of the comments that Mark Ryan made saying that Will Muschamp will be fired after the 2020 season. So who's least likely to still be employed on January 1st, 2021? Mark Ryan and Will Muschamp. 67% of you polling believe the answer is Mark Ryan, least likely to be employed on January 1st, 2021.
Got crushed.
He still thinks you like him, despite the fact that you've literally slandered him today over the course of the last couple of days.
Slander him because we're friends.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Of course.
Understand it. What was left on the cutting room floor? Apparently Mike Leach, not a fan, despite the fact that he is going to have a reality TV show dedicated to his football team on HBO that is Hard Knocks-esque. He is not a fan of reality television as a whole, including claiming that The Bachelor was garbage. He says, I don't watch that. My wife and daughter watch that. You know, no offense to The Bachelor people. I just think it's atrocious. It's obviously very popular, so I'm clearly wrong, but I don't watch that. It's funny. The Bachelor is a farce of actual relationships, while Mike Leach is a farce of a football coach. Too soon? I actually like Mike Leach. I just don't like that he attacked. I feel personally attacked by somebody who comes at Bachelor Nation. If you come at Bachelor Nation, you best not miss. That's all I have to say. We are looking forward to next week. Bunch of great stuff for you, including Wednesday. We're going to have Taj Boyd and Stephen Garcia on the program on Wednesday, every Wednesday. CNC Tuesday, also great stuff involved for Monday. Football week is here in the Palmetto State next week. Clemson playing Thursday. South Carolina playing a week from tomorrow in Charlotte against North Carolina. Enjoy it. For Diesel, I'm Will. So long, South Carolina. And coming up next, Burns High School football on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.